Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren takes another step toward challenging Donald Trump for president this weekend. After forming a presidential campaign exploratory committee earlier this week, Warren has four stops planned in Iowa this weekend. Iowa, which will host the first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses around a year from now. Breanne Fonensteel is the chief politics reporter for the newspaper The Des Moines Register and joins us now to talk about Warren's visit to the Hawkeye State. Breanne, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let me start this way. How well known is Elizabeth Warren to potential voters in Iowa already?
Elizabeth Warren is definitely among the best known. We did our first round of polling of this field last month. She had 64% saying they view her favorably, 20% viewing her unfavorably, and just 16% saying they don't know enough about her to form an opinion. She came in fourth behind Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke.
But she is, as you point out, in fourth place this early.
Right. Those numbers are going to shift a lot. And at this point, we don't even know if Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke are going to run. If all three of those men decide that this isn't their year, that puts her in a pretty good spot.
What's her challenge in Iowa at this point so far out, do you think?
She's had some issues with the DNA test. People were a little upset about the timing, about the way that that was done. Not necessarily because they think it's a disqualifying factor for her, but they want to know that she's going to have an answer to Donald Trump.
Warren has been a constant vocal critic of President Trump, and in turn, President Trump has been a constant critic of Warren's, poking fun at her Native American heritage. Do you think the headbutting between Warren and Trump helps her or hurts her with Iowa Democrats?
There's near universal dislike of him among Democrats in Iowa and I'm sure across the country. So they're looking for someone who can be successful in beating him. And maybe that's someone like Warren who goes head-to-head and takes him on directly. Maybe it's someone who takes a more distant approach.
Thus far, Senator Warren's message has focused on government corruption, its effect on American families, and as she says, she wants to make sure that the playing field is leveled for Americans. How do you think that message will play in Iowa?
If you think about Senator Warren and Senator Sanders kind of occupying the same political lane, talking to the same really progressive wing of the party. You know, you look at Sanders' success here in the Iowa caucuses. He didn't win, but he came within a half a percentage point of doing so against Hillary Clinton, who was the presumed front runner right from the beginning. Democrats not only, I think, have an appetite for it, but now they have the choice of who they think is the best messenger for that.
How do you think she might stack up against Bernie Sanders in Iowa?
In our polling from last month, Senator Sanders came out on top, but we also asked who would be your second choice if that person doesn't get into the race. And about 37% said Joe Biden is their second choice. But a good chunk of that, about 20%, said Warren is their second choice for president. So I think there are people who like both of them. It would be a really fascinating matchup to see who can carry that message best.
As we said up top, Senator Warren visits Iowa this weekend, stops in four cities. Is it advantageous when the field is going to be so crowded to have your name out there early, or in her case, maybe even first with this visit?
Part of what really benefited Warren from announcing first is right after she announced her visit, she announced that she's hired four staffers here in Iowa, and these are some of the top people. She gets her pick of honestly what's going to be a limited pool of talent with such a big field, and it also blocks other people from coming in and taking these people that she wants.
Breanne Fonensteel, chief politics reporter for the Des Moines Register, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.